Grace, peace, and mercy from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The world is intoxicated with power, the power of military might, the power for world energy, the power for political success. The world loves power. And we as human beings also pursue power. Power to have it, as the song says, our way. Power to have our will at the expense of others. What our text tells us for this Friday, the 13th, concerns the power of God. What is God's power? First, let me begin by saying what it is not. It is not the visible signs and miracles that so many people seek for today within our churches. It's not my purpose here to condemn anyone or any group, but to point out the dangers that exist in looking for God's power apart from His Word and sacrament, apart from Scripture's promise to us. I think that this is where the charismatics and the enthusiasts have become confused on God's power. For they seek to make God's power visible. They seek for signs and proof of God's presence. And for them, this is manifested in the speaking of tongues, in miraculous signs and healings, and even the raising of the dead. They want to have the visible proof in their life that God's power is manifested with them. And even we see in the church growth movement and in the ecumenical movement, there is a danger of seeing God's powers in signs of numbers. Somehow numbers have become proof that God is with His people. The world responds to this type of sign. Bigger is better. If somehow we could bring all Christians together in some kind of visible sign, if we can relegate Christianity to numbers, it's proof that God's power exists. What does our Scripture say? Where is God's power? It's the last place the world would ever expect to find it. The world seeks for power in visible and in empirical ways. But God's power comes through a paradox, an antithesis to the world. Foolishness to the world, which demands signs and wonders and proof. There on the cross, a man beaten beyond recognition, rejected by His people, abandoned by God Himself, there, my brothers and sisters in Christ, is the power of God. A crucified God, Jesus Christ. Is it any wonder that the world thinks that this message is foolishness? How could anyone walking past that cross that day, looking up at that beaten man, ever expect to be able to see God's power? And yet there was a thief on the cross who did not demand signs as the crowd did. The crowd yelled out, "If you're the Son of God, come down off that cross and we'll believe. Show us a sign of God's power." But that thief looked over at Christ and said, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." For you see, he could see something that the world cannot see. The world saw on the cross death and defeat. But we who are being saved see victory, life, forgiveness. For you see, the power of God is being poured out unto all of us, that we might believe that foolish message, Christ crucified. The power of the church, the power for our lives, can be found nowhere else than in the cross of Jesus Christ. The cross, though, is not only offensive, but it offends the wisdom of this world. A world, as I have already said, that seeks to find proof of God's power visibly manifested in this world. And what about our blessed church? Can it expect no more glory than our Lord and Savior received in this world? Is the church indeed not hidden in humility, in weakness? The world cannot recognize the strength and the glory of God's church, Christ's church. But there, when the church comes together and eats the body and blood of Christ, it proclaims, indeed, we believe that foolish message, and we have the power of God already in our lives. God's glory to us may be hidden in this body of sin. The church may be hidden in weakness and dissension. But we who are being saved by belief in Jesus Christ and Him crucified, and my brothers and sisters in Christ, that is the message. That is the power of the church. When we eat Christ's body and blood, we proclaim that. For what He gives us is His power to believe, the power of God for salvation. That is what God's power is for us. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.